You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, funded by the World Bank and managed by JSIF, has been changing lives in 12 communities across the island for the last 7 years. ICBSP seeks to improve the quality of life in the target communities through the provision of social services and infrastructural development. Having achieved its goal, the project is now coming to a close in these 12 communities. In today's program, we take a look at the work of the ICBSP in Lauriston, St. Catherine. To improve the quality of life of residents in Lauriston, the ICBSP took deliberate steps to increase educational attainment. The GSAT and homework classes is one of the most successful projects implemented in the community to date. Through that program, youngsters received the extra push needed to secure places at some of the country's top high schools.
There was also the computer-aided literacy program that persons benefited from. And those computers are still in the community. The community have access to them, and so that they can continue to improve and work to improve their situation.
Field Services Coordinator of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Clinton Woodham. Mr. Woodham worked closely with the ICBSP team to implement projects in Lauriston. He says youngsters also gained world-recognized certification in vocational skills and other training through ICBSP.
Young people from the community got an opportunity to go to HART to upgrade their skill set. Other young persons had the opportunity to go to UTEC to do training, things like events planning, and get certified. Some participated in projects in the Spanish Town area, and so a number of the young people benefited in that way.
Having worked to raise the level of education in the community, the JSIF team then ensured that residents had the requisite documentation to access government services and jobs.
Through JSIF, many of the citizens benefited from getting their certification, their birth certificates, so that now they can transact business more easily. RGD came in, the citizens were mobilized, and the certificates prepared for them, free of cost to the resident.
Community infrastructure was also improved. Several roads were repaired. JSIF has also made it easier for residents to dispose of their waste.
The sanitation of the community has been improved. Skips were put in place, and so the community take their garbage to the skip and the truck. National Solid Waste Management Authority contractor would come and remove the garbage from the community.
Mr. Woodham says residents of Lauriston are grateful to JSIF and the ICBSP team for the work undertaken in their community.
They have benefited individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that I would recommend. The people who participate feel better about themselves, and the training they have received will remain with them for a lifetime, and they can continue to build on the foundation that has been laid.
That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call JSIF at 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.